I feel like that's the beginning of iCarly, how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3, 2, 1, and then, fuck, I forgot the intro song, but yeah, that was a long time ago. Whatever. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. What's good, locals? Welcome back to the local... Goddamn, let me start all over. I straight rolled my fucking lips on that one. Okay, let me see. What's good, locals? Welcome back to the local podcast. This is episode 19. You can find our podcast on YouTube, Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. And Spotify. I said Spotify, right?
I don't think so.
All right, and Spotify. You can find all those links, direct links, in the YouTube description. It's me, Carlos Perez, and my co-host today,
Miguel Vasquez.
And we are back. Talk about video games, anime, TV shows, movies, everything that happens in our daily life. It could be random, but we hope you guys stay through to the end of the episode. If you guys want to get in touch with us, you could join our Discord, the local Discord. Link to that is in the description or bio, wherever you're listening to us from. Now let's get started. Mike, what have you done in these past 2 weeks? I think it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you.
True, true. You've been busy. Well, we've all been busy, but well, I mean, yesterday I went out with my coworkers to some Korean barbecue place, like in Rancho. It's funny because I've never tried Korean barbecue, but the thing is, like, you know, like now that I work once a week, I very rarely get to see my coworkers, and so like, and they always go to a Korean barbecue like every Monday. Mm-hmm. And so they invited me, and like, well, I invited, like, yeah, they've always invited me, but I wasn't really interested because like I said, I've never tried Korean barbecue.
Yeah,
so I went and it was cool. It was nice, you know. I didn't eat a lot because I wasn't really familiar with like the kind of food there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then during Sunday I went to a pumpkin patch in Pomona.
Hold on. Did you even like the Korean barbecue? You didn't even say anything. You just said you ate there. It was your first time.
It was okay. Yeah, it was cool. I didn't really eat a lot.
Oh, okay.
Kind of expensive too. Like,
where'd you go?
The one in Rancho. It's I think it was called Jen or Gen.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Korean barbecue. I don't know if I talked about it last time on the podcast too, but I tried Korean barbecue once with my girlfriend and her family, and I wasn't really feeling it. And then maybe I just wasn't doing it right, so I went again recently. With a bunch of my homies. They were all hyping it up, saying, oh, it's the best thing ever. So I was like, man, let's go. I met a couple of new homies. Like, I already talked to them before, like on Discord, but I never met them in real life. So we all got together and ate Korean barbecue. Me, Robert, Josh, Jason, Rafi, and Danny. And man, I fucking hated it. Like, I was like, $35. It's all you can eat. It's understandable. You cook it yourself and stuff. But man, I really found like a hard, definite answer. I fucking hate Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I don't know. It was like, I can understand why people like it. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's just not for me.
Yeah. And plus, like, for 35, nah, hell no, you know. Not even Hometown Buffet. It's like that, or Paradise Buffet.
Yeah. Then again, you are cooking it yourself and you're getting unlimited meats. So.
Yeah, I guess, you know. Just, I didn't eat a lot, so I think it was kind of a waste, you know, for $25.
Yeah, same here. I literally, like, I didn't eat much. I literally walked to Costco and got me a hot dog and a churro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, churro.
And guess how much that cost?
Churro's $1, huh? From Costco, huh?
Costs about, like, $3.
Yeah, and, yeah, Costco churros are $1, dude. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and they're fucking big.
Hell yeah. Oops, I hope that wasn't loud. Oh, but, sorry, continue. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had that side note about Korean barbecue.
And on Sunday, I took the day off. I went to a pumpkin patch in Fairplex, Pomona.
Was it big?
That's cool. It's pretty big. Yeah, it's a light show.
Hmm.
In the morning, on Sunday morning, I only work Sundays, but I took the day off just to spend time with my parents.
Yeah.
And then, we went out to go eat because I very rarely hang out with them over the week on the weekends because that's on Sundays I work. So. And they're free on Sundays, and I have to work on Sundays, so I had to take the day off.
Hmm.
I hung out with them, then later that night, I went over. I went to the pumpkin patch in the Fairplex area in Pomona. It was nice. They have like lights and stuff like that. It's like a light show. It's pretty cool. I liked it. And last week, I got the I printed out one of my models, the Pinhead Larry. Mm-hmm. So that one came out pretty nice. Like, yeah, just if people are, I'm sure like people are like really familiar with what I do. I do these like these realistic 3D models of like popular like cartoon characters. So I did one of Pinhead Larry from SpongeBob and Patrick from SpongeBob, and I printed it out, and the details came out really, really nice. And I'm thinking about painting it. I'll buy some stuff from Walmart, you know, like, or like from the paint store, you know, so I can paint it up, because it's a really nice model. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about it, you know, just, you know, running errands and stuff like that. That's about it.
The video games? Did you beat yeah, 4 and 5?
I was just about to say that. I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 4 on Switch. Hmm. I'm trying to pass it. And again, I've been playing the Resident Evil 5 on demo, Resident Evil 5 demo a lot.
That came, it's funny, that came like, out it's today, only... right?
Yeah.
As of recording, out... October 29th?
Yeah, the full game, yeah. But I didn't get it, because I saw the performance. The performance isn't good, and with Resident Evil 5, the versions that came out for the Xbox and PS4, mm-hmm. they have this mode called No Mercy for the mercenaries, little gameplay game. Mm-hmm. You have it when you pass the game. And on the Switch, I saw it, and it wasn't really running. It was running like sub 30 frames per second, like 25 frames per second. On the Xbox One X, it runs at 60 frames per second. I was like, hell no, I can't be playing this game like that, because on the No Mercy Mercenaries mode, it doubles enemies. It's like Doom, but like a lot more crazier. And they have like maybe like 40, like literally like 50 enemies on, in one scene.
So one round.
Like, yeah, no, in one scene, like literally just come at you. There's like,
oh, God.
There's like 400 in total, but like 50 at the same time. So yeah, it's just like jam packed, like with enemies. And so like I saw it on the Switch, and I was like surprised it ran well on the Switch. But I was like, no, it's not worth, you know, $30, you know, when I already have it for the PS4, PS3, and Xbox. You know, it's not worth it. You know, yeah, I've been playing.
Sorry, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, those. I've been playing Resident Evil 4 and I've been playing Resident Evil 4 a lot. I just played it like last night.
Nice. I was gonna say 5 and 6 are coming to PS4 and Xbox One today too.
No, dude.
It's been out.
It's been out, dude, for like 3 years or 4 years, but it just came out for the Switch.
I'm so bad.
Yeah, and it sucks too, because like it's like $30, you know, like it sucks. When you can get it for much cheaper, you know?
Yeah, true. I'll probably still pick it up for Switch. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it won't sell, you know.
I mean, I only buy games. Like, dude, no joke. Well, I was going to say, are you done talking about your week?
Yeah, I'm done, dude. I'm done.
All right, I'll hop into mine. I was just going to say, no joke, I probably bought like 6 games on my Switch. Like,
dude, this week?
In the past like 4 days.
Jesus, what games did you get?
I bought Blasphemous, the new Yooka-Laylee platformer game. Damn, what? I know I bought a couple more. I bought like some indie games, like an indie game called Crawl. That one's kind of like Castle Crashers, but mm-hmm. it feels like Dark Souls. I don't know how to describe it. Not Dark Souls. I wouldn't say Dark Souls. It's like dungeon crawling, but there's monsters, and you can play co-op in it. So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think it's like 32-bit
mm-hmm.
pixelated graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
What's another one I bought? Fuck, I don't remember. I don't have my Switch on me, but yeah, I don't know why I bought like 6 games. I bought like 6, and I haven't beat any of them.
Were they on sale?
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah.
But it was more like, dang, I want to buy them, but then again, like they will go on sale again, and I should be playing these other games on my Switch to beating them. You know, I know. What I mean?
Yeah. It's like it was like an impulse, right? Like, fuck, I need these games right now.
No, I really thought about it. I literally didn't buy it until like hours mm-hmm. later. Like, I was like, nah, I don't need it. And then hours later it came by, I was like, eh, fuck it, I'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me with because you know how with Resident Evil 5, there was a discount if you bought Resident Evil 4 in the past.
Oh yeah.
Switch,
oh yeah.
You get a like a 33% discount, and it was at $20. So like within like. Cut like two to three hours before it ended, the sale ended, I was thinking like, fuck, should I get it, you know, it's like just $20, you know. I literally spent $25 at the Korean barbecue place. Why can't I spend $20 for the game on the stick? You know, take it on the go, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah, but I just kept comparing it to what I purchased in the past week. I was like, you know what? I should get it. But I'm like, nah, I already, the performance isn't well. So, yeah. Maybe if they patch it, you know, and have it on for sale, I'll probably get it. Yeah. But how was your week? My bad.
Yeah, you're good. Dang, what was I going to say right now?
The games you got?
The games I got, yeah. I've been playing my Switch a lot. For my week, I've just been working over here in Mojave, working Monday to Thursday. I get I drive in Monday morning, check in the hotel Monday after work, and then I check out Thursday morning, go to work, and then I get to come home
after. For sure.
So that's pretty cool. I'm digging the hours. That's chill, but dang, what did I do? Have I seen any movies? Have you seen any movies recently?
No, I haven't. No, no, no.
You still haven't watched Joker?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you bitch. The damn, I know I went to go see a movie, but I forgot. Oh, no, no, I didn't. I wanted to go see Zombieland, too. That came out. Yeah, I just skated. I haven't been doing much. Just been playing PC and video games. I guess we could talk about the video games I've been playing on my Switch. I've been playing Blasphemous and, like I said already, the Yooka-Laylee game. That's pretty cool. But yesterday was the first day anyone ever got to play. Like, it was open beta. Not open, it was closed beta. For GTFO, if you don't know what GTFO is, it's like it's kind of like Left 4 Dead mixed in with Resident Evil and Doom. Like,
oh shit,
dude, it is so fucking dope. Have you ever played Left 4 Dead?
I used to watch my brother play it on PC all the time. He was like addicted to it, but I've never really played it. But I've seen him play it before.
Pretty much, you're trying to escape like these zombie demons or whatever's. They're not zombies. They're more like they're more like clickers from The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
They look so weird, like so dope. I think you'll like this game if you were to like to get in, dude. It is so sick. Like you pretty much want to work together, and this game is more how would you say it? Like immersive of what you're doing. You have to be really paying attention to what you're doing. Like there's steps on the top left corner, but they're very vague. But there's a terminal on the map. Like as you're exploring, and once you then there's multiple terminals in every section of the room, and you go up to one of them and you have to actually type on the keyboard and stuff, like stuff you don't know. Like if it says on the top left corner, like find yellow card 6B9A, and you type that into the terminal, like help 6B9A or whatever's, and it'll say 69B is this, you can find it in this room somewhere, and it's like very vague, but it's really cool. Like you have to really like be looking for stuff and keep your eyes open for every little detail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're pretty much trying to find the elevator to get out. I don't know, I didn't get to beat the beta, but it was only for one day only, because they didn't know how it was gonna run, so they were like, fuck it, let's just only have it for 24 hours and see what happens. And they said if there's a bunch of minor bugs, if they could get them cleared out, they'll have a whole weekend of the beta for people that got invited.
For sure.
And they already confirmed this morning, since it was yesterday, Monday. Tuesday morning, I got an email saying that they confirmed it, that they're going to have a beta for the weekend.
For sure.
So yeah, dude, I really think you'll like this game. I think it's pretty dope. You're very limited on ammo, like Resident Evil.
Oh yeah, that's my kind of thing. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, it's...
That brings back some Resident Evil 2 memories.
You get a lot of weapons. Like you can hold, like you pretty much scroll through your weapon wheel with your scroll wheel on the mouse. Mm-hmm. You get a melee weapon, a primary weapon, a secondary weapon, and I'm gonna call these zombies. They're not zombies. They're pretty much clickers. Yeah. A clicker weapon. Like there's weapons that like, so say you could break open a door with your melee, and then that gun, the clicker gun, like I'm just using that as a special edition of the weapon. You know what I mean? That's not what it's really called, but there's a gun that has like foam on it, and you could foam up the wall, and the clickers can't break through it no more. Or you could use that gun to put foam on the floor, and if the clickers are trying to run at you, they'll get stuck on it.
I see, I see.
And there's
It kind
a
of reminds, yeah.
there's another one that has like a heartbeat sensor, and you can see when the clicker's hearts are rising, like if they're pounding hard, that means
Yeah.
don't move, because then they'll find you. So you pretty much always want to like get a sneak kill on them, or they'll if they see you, or if you move while they're breathing or whatever, they'll scream and alert other clickers around them, and they'll all start attacking you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude,
That sounds.
it's so dope, dude. I have an extra beta code if you want it, and we could play this weekend.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I very rarely play on the PC, dude. You
Dude,
know
it's,
that.
I mean, hey, it's just a beta, you know what I mean? You could just hop in, check it out, you know what I mean? They gave me like three extra free codes. I gave one to the homie, so I'm pretty sure I'm gonna play with him this weekend. But yeah, dude, I have an extra one. I could just give it to you.
For sure. Yeah.
We could
I'll
play
take that.
together, whatever. But it's
I'll watch
super
some
dope.
yeah. I'll watch some gameplay of it, you know, later.
Yeah, dude, this game like got delayed like so many times.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah,
I looked
dude.
up, I was looking through the YouTube comment section. They mentioned that like they mentioned like this game was announced like maybe 4 to 5 years ago, I think, and stuff
Yeah.
like that.
It was
It's
supposed to
crazy.
come out last year, the end of the year, but it got pushed until summer 2019, and then they said, "Yeah, fuck it, we're not making it. We're coming out 2020."
Yeah,
But no
true.
joke, I think it's only made by like 11 people. Like, it's being created by 11 people. But
That's
yeah.
a small team.
What's another game I've been playing? Call of Duty. That game,
Oh,
multiplayer. Oh my god, dude. It
Modern
feels,
Warfare, the new one?
yeah, it feels, I haven't played the story mode though, but it feels so good. But honestly, there's like, so say there's like 10 maps, all right? No joke, like six of them you cannot run out on the map. There's everyone is literally just sitting there, like hard scoping
Camping.
you from across the map, dude. It is terrible. Like, it is really fucking bad. Like, I don't know how they're gonna change it, but man, it is really, really terrible. And you can't skip maps. So it makes it even more terrible that you can't skip maps on this game. I don't know if they were able to do that like consistently through all the Call of Duty games, but I know what game was it? I think it was Modern Warfare 3. You could skip maps. I don't remember, but I remember there's a Call of Duty where you could vote on maps that you want. You know what I mean? But on this one, you can't vote for the map you want. It's literally whatever it is, whatever you get. But I played a gunfight for the first time with Robert, and we clutched it. Man, that game was so good. Pretty much a gunfight. You load in. It's a 2v2. You and your partner against two other people, and all four of you guys get the same loadout, same guns, and same secondary, same grenades, same flash or whatever's, and same melee weapon, whatever's if you get one. But pretty much same versus same. And me and Robert, it was like 2 to 4, and then we won 1-3, and then they got 5, and it goes up to 6, and they needed one more win to win, and we're like, oh no. And then for I don't know how, but we clutched it, won that thing. We came back from 3 to 5 to winning the whole entire thing from 6 to 5.
That's the stuff,
For the
you know.
first game that we have ever played, it was so dope.
That's sick. That's sick.
Yeah, I played that. I played a little bit of Outer Wilds. Not too much to talk about though. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I was pretty hyped. I really wanted to play more Outer Wilds, but something about me and story mode games on my PC makes me not want to play them, and I just want to go sit down on the couch. That's pretty much why I didn't play it. You know what I mean?
There's some there's just something about, you know, like sitting like and playing on PC, you know, like for me, like that's why I bought the tablet for to design in bed, because like I really hate sitting down and designing when I can just use my tablet and lay down in bed and just design, you know, because you know, like I'm young, you know, and I'm not trying to hurt my back, you know. Because
Yeah, I
that's
feel
cool,
it.
you know.
But nonetheless, I didn't do anything else but play those games. Just been lazy at home. Trying to think of an interesting story, but I don't think I have one. But hey, I mean, we got some news. We got some video game and movie TV show news. And you know how we always do it. We always end it off with video games. So let's hop into these movies and TV shows. Did you watch the playlist I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. I think I didn't watch the last three videos just because I was running short on time, but pretty much I watched some of the interesting ones. You
Sure.
saw the Lady and the Tramp trailer for Disney
Yeah.
Plus?
Yes, yeah, I saw it. Honestly, like, it looks good. I've never really watched the original cartoon version. Never watched it. But I
Really?
there is no, I've never watched. I've seen parts of it, but like, I know there's an iconic scene where like those two dogs are like sucking like sucking on that spaghetti noodle.
Why you say it like that? They're eating spaghetti.
Yeah, no, they're like just like
Oh yeah,
slurping
they're
it,
sucking on it so
in the
they
end of
eat it for
like
the
kissing,
kiss.
like something like that. And there was this scene, and I'm like, oh, look, it's, that's the movie, that's the movie, that's the scene that I remembered as a kid, But it looks good, it's a good movie to, for, if you have a kid or like niece, nephews, like little cousins, like it's a good film to go take out, like go watch it with them and stuff like that. Is it gonna be in theaters or is it gonna be like Disney
No,
Plus?
Disney Plus exclusive.
Oh, damn. It's a high quality film, It's a
Yeah,
high budget film.
I mean, come on, dude, it's Disney.
For Disney Plus, for a streaming service, it looks pretty damn good.
I know, but
Well, the visuals. I'm talking about the visuals, not the acting or anything like that. It looks good,
oh.
but visually, it looks really good for Disney Plus.
I think it looks above like average.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll like it looks like it would be a streaming service movie, you know what I mean? It's not something that like would deserve like big shot movies, you know what I mean? Like movie theater wise. Looks average. I'm hoping that they put the iconic scene where he's like showing a lady around the block and he tells her, "Come on, bitch."
Really?
Yeah,
Wow.
he calls her a bitch in the cartoon.
Jesus. Wow. Well, I mean, bitch is like normal. It was like, it's a dog word, For
Yeah.
female dog. Yeah. Some shit like that. But wow. I don't think they're going to put that
I
into
hope
the
they do.
requirement, you know?
They have to. Not as
That's funny.
getting. But yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Mandalorian got a new trailer. I didn't put it in the playlist, but I thought that was worth
Yeah, I
mentioning.
saw it. Yeah, I saw it. It looks promising,
I didn't watch it because I didn't want to. I already seen
Spoiler.
enough, you know what I mean? I don't want to watch more of it. But what do you have to say about it?
It looks good, I've always been a huge fan of the way Boba Fett's design is, like his costume design, his helmet design, and Jango Fett's. So like to see like that helmet, again, it's pretty cool, honestly. I remember back in like when I would play Lego Star Wars, I would always pick Jango Fett.
That's
Always.
awesome.
I just love the way the helmet looks. I'm not really like a huge Star Wars fan like you, but I do appreciate like them, trying to expand the universe for like Star Wars fans, even if they're not the best at bringing everything to the table where to the point that like fans are pleased with the way they handle the Star Wars franchise, but at least they're trying,
Yeah.
So it's pretty good they're expanding that universe, in my
Okay.
opinion.
Answer me this in the new trailer. Do you see a lightsaber?
I don't think I did. No.
Okay. And
No.
side tangent, just to go off topic a little bit here. Since I've been working a lot, I always listen to podcasts while I'm at work to make the day go by faster. And no joke, dude, this guy spoiled the beginning of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Like, he didn't give me a major spoiler, but it was something that I wouldn't have wanted to know. And it's in the
Yeah.
beginning of the game, so I guess it's okay, but it's still something I didn't want to know. I'm not gonna say it on this podcast, but no joke, they had a exclusive preview for like big people. I don't know, like IGN people to that are gonna do reviews or people that have connections to get in, you know what I mean? EA had a 3 hour preview with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and dude, so like no joke, I listened to like three podcasts, and everyone's experiences were all different and stuff, and they did not spoil this thing. I listened to like one podcast. He spoiled the beginning for me, and I was like, God damn it. I pressed pause, deleted the episode, and just moved on to my podcast playlist. I was so pissed.
What podcast is that?
It was a kind of
Are they big?
funny kind of funny
Oh,
Gamecast.
with Greg Miller?
Yeah.
Wow,
Greg Miller and what's his co-host? I forgot his name. Says it's a J.
Damn, I remember when Greg Miller was on IGN. Wow.
I like, don't get me wrong, I love their podcast. But, like, it just hit me, like, no joke, like, there was, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure he could have talked about it, you know what I mean? Like, under embargo and stuff. Yeah. But, like, no joke, like, no one talked about, like, story scenes or, like, what was happening in the game. They were mostly talking about, like, combat and how you were able to do certain things. They weren't talking about, like, cutscenes or anything. And, damn, dude, he spoiled the beginning cutscene for me. I was like,
was he a host? I mean, was he a guest?
He's the host of that podcast.
What's his name?
I don't know. I forgot his name. It starts with a J.
Oh, wow. Straight fucked up.
Yeah, but... yeah, nonetheless, I was pretty pissed. I was pretty upset about that, but yeah. Okay, but let's get back on real topic. But we got Sonic's design got leaked.
Yeah, much better, dude. It looks cartoonish, but I mean that's the way Sonic's supposed to look, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, if the leak is real, goddamn, this movie would like. It'll get me. I would have gone to see the original way it was supposed to come out, but this movie makes me like want to go see it even more.
Yeah, I'll most likely watch it because the fact that they had to redo it and you know VFX work is really really time consuming. You know, I'm just gonna go just to support the VFX artists. You know, because they're the ones that you know make the design and stuff like that. So you know, as a VFX artist, you know, myself, like I have to go watch and support them, you know, because it's, you know, it's a lot of overtime hours for them, you know, they have like, that's why they delayed it. And they have this much time to like fix the character, fix some scenes, you know? And yeah, so I'm definitely gonna go watch it. You know, it's gonna be a good film, but I do like the design. I really do.
Yeah. Big ass upgrade.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Comparing it like the side comparison with the previous design, it looks, the other design looks like something I would create, you know, as a joke, you know?
Yeah, heck yeah.
It's like so awful, you know?
You should do a remake of it. That'd be sick.
I should, you know, I should.
Okay, and then after that, we got a... what were some other ones? We got a new Grudge trailer. I forgot. I didn't get a chance to watch that.
It looks good. I watched it. You know... any pale girl with like long ass hair scares the fuck out of me, dude.
Really?
Like seriously.
So PT?
It's just so creepy. Wait, what?
PT?
Like yeah, PT, like the ring, like the pale lady from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh god. Like,
yeah, that's a scary ass design of, you know, yeah, anything that any female character that has pale skin and long black hair just scares the fuck out of me. So I already know the Grudge is gonna be pretty damn creepy, dude.
Have you seen the original Grudge?
Yeah, I have watched it. It was pretty damn creepy too. Scary.
I've never seen it.
It's pretty good, you know.
Does it feel like this trailer relates to the very first one?
Somewhat, you know, like I didn't want to watch the whole thing. Like, I skipped through it because I didn't want to get spoiled. Because I know this is a film that I'm definitely gonna watch.
Okay.
But yeah, like it's still the same old Grudge, you know, from the previous films.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just. Like I said, you know, pale lady, you know, with long ass black hair scares the hell out of me. So it's definitely a must for me to go watch it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. And after that, we got what was the other one after that one? There was one more movie I didn't get to watch. In the playlist, it was like Skylines. And we'll just skip it. Whatever's. So we got a new series from Riot Games. It's called Arcane. If you don't know what Riot Games is, it's basically made by the people that made League of Legends, I think. You know what League of Legends is, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty much like, I think it holds like the top spot on Twitch for it being live streamed for the most viewers on Twitch. Yeah,
and behind that, it's Fortnite, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching this. I was watching this video on YouTube, the most live streamed video games, and they had League of Legends. I was surprised. You know? Well, I wasn't really surprised because I know League of Legends been here for a long ass time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fortnite, you know. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Riot Games made an animated series called Arcane, and they dropped some other things like out of nowhere. I guess I think they've been in hiding. Not in hiding, but they haven't dropped anything but League of Legends stuff since League of Legends dropped out, I believe.
Yeah, right, I mean, League of, yeah. there's no point in dropping anything else. I mean, if League of Legends is doing so damn well, I mean, there's no point of making another like franchise when League of Legends is making like bank, like crazy bank, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah, but yeah. So that, there's no point. But yeah, that's show Arcane. It didn't really show much, huh? Like it just showed like a cinematic series, huh?
Yeah.
It showed like a cinematic. Well, it basically showed
the it's series. A new show, right?
Yeah, it's a show. Series,
yeah, based
but
on it.
But it didn't give us any plot details, is what I meant.
Yeah.
So I can't really say what it would be about, but I say go watch it. It looks really good as for our anime series.
Yeah, I like the art direction. It looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, most definitely. We got a new movie from Guillermo del Toro.
Oh yeah. Oh man, anything that he's involved in, you know, it's a must watch, you know. I just love the way he like I've mentioned before, Hideo Kojima, they brought PT, you know. And, you know, PT is, like, one of the scariest fucking games I've ever played. Well, scariest demos I've ever played. So he was behind that, and the fact that he's behind this film. It's, you know, I was watching it, and it looks pretty damn... Like, it was confusing at first. I think it's, like, some haunted deer or possessed deer. I don't know, but...
Oh, well, first of all, the movie is called Antlers.
Yeah, Antlers, obviously. Antlers, you know, deer. They have antlers, I think. Or moose, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was kind of confusing, but, you know, I mean, I think it's a teaser or just no official trailer, so they're not supposed to show that much, but it was kind of confusing, like, what was happening and stuff like that, but, yeah, like, there were some scary, like, scenes in the trailer that I really liked, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pretty much wrapped up everything I was going to say.
Yeah.
But one thing for sure, I thought that trailer like was really well edited. Like everything that the kid was doing, like they made it into the beat of the trailer. Like it was very suspenseful, but it was very immersive on the sounds that they were capturing. The
soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was so dope.
Really, really good soundtrack.
Yeah. And then finally for movies and TV show news, we finally got the final trailer to Star Wars, Rise of the Skywalker.
Yeah, so is it confirmed that Palpatine's coming back?
I don't really know, dude.
Or is it just like a past, you know, something you said in the past that they're replaying it just to hype people up?
I wouldn't doubt it if that was the true reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, this trailer gets me hyped, but, man, am I going to like it? Maybe. Who knows? That's what I always say after Force Awakens. Am I gonna like it? Maybe. You know what I mean?
True.
We finally got to see supposedly Rey and Kylo are fighting together at the Jedi Temple, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a Jedi what would you call it? I don't even know. But yeah, if you haven't gone seen that trailer, it's pretty hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that'll do for movie news. Unless you have anything else to say,
that I forgot. It looks good. You know, like I mentioned before, I'm not really a huge Star Wars fan, but I do appreciate like the way they edit trailers, even though sometimes they do show a little bit.
Mike, well, we had some audio issues, right?
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, it's pretty much, I blame the hotel Wi-Fi, I think. I'm trying to get these episodes consistently as possible. I'm doing everything I can, even doing a podcast through Discord. So if the mic quality sounds shitty, sorry.
Yeah.
Apologies ahead. But
one-star rating on Yelp.
But yeah, what were you saying? Let's get back into it. We were talking about Star Wars. You're saying I was asking for your final thoughts on
Oh yeah, it looks pretty good. You know, like I mentioned, I'm not really a huge Star Wars fan, but you know, was I hyped? You know, not really. You know, but I'm sure any huge Star Wars fan was pretty damn hyped. You know, because you know it's the final film for the trilogy. So yeah, it looks pretty good. You know, that's all I had to say.
All right, now let's converge into some video game news.
For sure.
Mike.
Oh, did you hear about The Last of Us 2 being delayed?
You son of a bitch. You beat me to it.
Yeah, I already knew. Yeah, you see?
What do you think? That was basically not main topic, but My main topic I want to get into after this is and let's just I'll just say it when we talk about it. Fuck it. Last of Us 2 got delayed till May
May.
29th, 2020.
That sucks, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause it was supposed to come out in February, right?
Yeah, February 21st.
Wow, dude.
What do
I
you
mean, you know, you gotta polish up the game, you know, that's how Naughty Dog runs, you know, that's how they do it.
Yeah, they pretty much said they were not like cornered on what they should do. They could work long hours and try and get this game out by the release date that they said, or take their time and get it done right and slow, not slowly, but like smoothly as possible, you know? I would rather have a not rushed game than crunch hours on like rushing something, you know what I mean? Like even like working longer hours than you had than you usually have to, like basically like I think they pretty much said like we would rather work eight not like exactly like we would rather work 8 hours than 12 hours and barely see like have an actual life, you know what I mean, outside of work, you know what I mean? So they pretty much were like, yeah, we're gonna take our time polishing the game up and get it done right, smoothly as possible. Yeah,
Understandable.
it's like what, 3 months? 3 month delay?
Man, yeah.
But hey, I'm not tripping about it. Like, you need if a game gets delayed for polishing up, go ahead and take your time. I would rather have that than a game get delayed and
And have
scrap the
bug.
whole story, like Metroid
And have
Prime
bug.
4.
True, true.
But
Hey, but and you know, that's February, that's around the time Doom Eternal comes out in March, you know?
yep.
So yeah, it's good, you know, that's good news for Doom, that's for sure.
That's gonna be one hell of a first half of the quarter of video games for 2020. We have Doom Eternal and Cyberpunk
And
2077.
no, just the year in general, 2020. I mean, the PS5, Xbox, the new Xbox, they're gonna come out 2020.
Yeah, that
Just in
too.
general.
End of the year though.
Just, you know, 2020 year, it's gonna be pretty damn big, you know, for video games.
Hell yeah, most definitely.
Hyped, you know. Pre-order, you know, PS5. No.
But yeah, Last of Us 2 got delayed. Ubisoft, I think later that same day when Last of Us 2 got delayed, Ubisoft announced that they're delaying most of their major titles like Watch Dogs Legion, Gods and Monsters. Basically, all their major titles got delayed because I guess Ghost Recon Breakpoint wasn't it didn't do good as expected, and it was really critically like critic
Acclaimed.
reviews were pretty bad, and they weren't pleased with any of it. They weren't pleased with critics or the sales, so they were like, all right, let's take a step back. Let's find out what we're doing wrong, and let's make sure these games come out good. And so, like, they live up to the hype, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, hey, I don't really care. Like delays like this are understandable. If you're delaying a game for the right reason, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Cool with me. Just like as long as it comes out good, like I'm cool with it, you know what I mean? That's pretty dope.
True, true.
But that brings in like basically, the main question I was going to ask you, how do you feel about video game delay? How do you feel about delays in general? Where are your views on it?
Honestly, like I said, it's understandable, but I don't think I've ever been like butthurt about it, or I've ever been saddened. I'll just for the fuck of it, for the just to play around, I'll be like, oh, that sucks, you know, now I'm sad. But I'm just being sarcastic, you know, I don't really mean it. But you know, oh, you know, does it suck? Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it kind of brings back memories from back in 2014, 2015, when they would delay all the PS4 games. Like, you still remember they delayed what's it called? Infamous Second Son for the PS4. Like they would
Did?
they yeah, like they did. I think they did. I'm not sure, but back in 2014 they delayed like Batman and Arkham Knight.
Oh,
What else?
hell yeah.
What other game did they delay? They delayed so many games back in 2014 and 2015.
They delayed Shadow of War, Arkham Knight, at
What
least
else,
games
man?
that I was hyped for. Fuck. What other games was I hyped for?
And yeah, like there were so many delays
Oh,
for
they
the
delayed
PlayStation.
it Uncharted 4.
They did. And you know, it's funny because At that time, they would call the PlayStation 4 Delay Station 4.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that shit so vividly, man. Like, they would clown on it because the PS4 exclusives, they would get delayed, you know? And they would call it Delay Station, you know? Like, Xbox fanboys, PC fanboys, they would call the PlayStation 4 Delay Station. So yeah. Now it's starting to, yeah, with all these delays, it's starting to bring back memories from a couple years back, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, true story. Yeah, but it sucks when they delay it, but I mean, I'm not really saddened by it. I mean, you know, there's like so many games to play right now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel you on that. Yeah, most definitely. Delays, yeah. I mean, they come and go, you know what I mean? Some of them can be understandable, but then sometimes they could be complete bogus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can understand why people will get upset on like a really hyped game and then it get delayed and they're just like, oh.
Yeah, but, I already called off for work that day, you know, mm-hmm. for that month, you know.
But what's weird is, like, The Last of Us just announced the release date, like, last month, right?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
August, September, October. Yeah, dude, last month.
Yeah.
And then, like, they announced that it got delayed. Like, it was so weird. It was how could you not pinpoint the release date better?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Am I making sense? Like, how could you not be prepared for a better release date than coming out with a delayed date? You know what I mean?
Yeah, something went up at Sony headquarters. Who knows, man? You know. Yeah. So,
then again, they could have occurred bugs that they'd never seen before, and were like, "Yeah, we don't know how to fix this shit. It's probably gonna take like a couple months."
Or maybe they're gonna do like a special edition PS5 release too. You know, it'll be like a couple months before PS5 releases in November. So maybe they're like getting, you know, like they're gonna implement RTX, like ray tracing shadows.
Yeah, but I feel like even if they were to release it, they would have so much time to enhance
that.
You know what I mean? And you said PS5 coming out in November. Do you know something that we don't?
PS3, PS4, they all came out in November. Xbox, they all came out in November, dude.
Did they really?
Yeah, dude, before Black Friday and before Christmas.
What?
It's a well-known fact, dude, that system consoles always come out in November. Xbox and PS4, PlayStation consoles.
You guys heard it here first on the local podcast.
You didn't know?
Miguel Vasquez confirming PlayStation 5 is coming out November.
It always has, dude. PS3 came out in November. PS4 came out in November. Xbox came out in November. Xbox One came out in November. 360 came out in November. Yeah.
Okay, Mike. I want the people to know, though. I want the people to know that I don't know a lot about video games. Right now, Miguel Vasquez is calling out PlayStation 5 is coming out in November.
Dude, it's coming out in November, dude. Just before Black Friday and Christmas.
All right, dude.
Everyone does Christmas shopping a month before Christmas, right?
I'm going to title this episode, the local podcast, episode 19, PlayStation 5 is coming out in November. Confirmed.
It's a well-known fact. Dude. All consoles come out in November. Except for the Switch. The Switch came out in March, but I mean, that's a Switch.
Nintendo's is on its own like scale of consoles. Yeah. I don't know what they do is pretty good, but they're not even like trying, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy how, like, if you think about it, like, how Nintendo is still in the game.
For many years, yeah. Because of Mario, you know, like, because of their exclusives, dude.
Yeah, most definitely. But, like, damn, like to think about it, like, they have not had, like, they do have good exclusives, you know what I mean? But that's what they really carry on. I feel like Nintendo is like on its own level on how they get carried, but like it's so weird how they're competing against like people like Sony and Xbox. They have Call of Duty that could play together. I was saying help me out on some third party games that they have that Nintendo doesn't have to play really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Call of Duty, Rainbow Six Siege, fucking Ghost Recon, whatever's. I would say Overwatch and Fortnite, but those are on Switch now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so crazy to think about how Nintendo is still in the game just by Mario.
I mean, it's everyone knows that Nintendo games are meant for like children, you know, like for kids and for adults too. You know, like adults can play Nintendo games, you know, with no problem. The thing is, like, Nintendo's marketed towards kids, dude. And what do kids want today? they want tablets, they want video games, you know?
Yeah, but then again, it's like, kid, like, honestly, like, I'm pretty sure every kid knows what Fortnite is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can play it on the Switch. You know, you can play it on the Switch. That's fine.
Yeah, you can play it on the Switch, but at first, you weren't able to play it on the Switch.
True.
You know what I mean? So when those kids are, like, playing right now, before the Switch came out, or before Fortnite came to Switch, what were they asking for? They're asking for Xboxes or PS4s. Yeah. You know what I mean?
True.
So, like, and it's crazy because, like, honestly, I feel like a lot of parents, like, these days get their kids into Nintendo products because mm-hmm. they played SNES and NES games.
You know what I mean?
And N64. Mario,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's Mario, too. You know, Mario's an iconic character, you know?
Yeah. And then, like, but then again, like, I feel like that generation is growing out. Like, like some of those parents don't even have kids, or like those parents didn't play those. Like, I didn't play SNES or NES. I think I started off with Nintendo 64.
Oh, you suck. Nah. I'll play.
But I didn't get I owned it. Like, it was like, it was somebody else's. No, it was like someone were staying at their house and they had it. My first Nintendo was Game Boy, mm-hmm. but Game Boy console was Nintendo 64. My first mm-hmm. console was the PlayStation 1. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that generation is growing out of it. Like, does that make sense? Like, where will the time come where people don't introduce their kid to a Nintendo product? They introduce them to, like, a Sony or Microsoft. You know what I mean?
And, you know, like I said, like, Nintendo's, like, it's a brand for kids, you know, like, pretty much, like, you can't deny it. Like, it's, like, even my mom knows about Nintendo. Like, she's like, oh, do you remember when you would play Nintendo? Like, she knows, my dad knows about Nintendo, you know? Nintendo's, like, well-known for having kids games, you know, more than any other console, you know? It's a fact, you know? But, yeah, that's true. But also, because you also have to remember the Wii U didn't do well at all.
Yeah, hell yeah. We don't talk about that. No, this is good.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why the Switch did well is because like the consoles, PS4 and Xbox, they had been out for like 4 years already. Everyone had a PS4 or an Xbox, so they went over to the Switch, you know? But had the Switch competed along with Xbox and PS4 back in 2013 in November, I feel like it wouldn't have done well as it's doing right now. No, because, you know, with the Switch, you know, like, it's not getting a lot of third-party support. And, like, I'm sure parents will be sad when they find out that their kid's, like, favorite game from the PS4 or Xbox One isn't on Switch console because, you know, Switch isn't really getting that much third-party support. But, like you said, it's quite surprising how Nintendo is doing so well right now. But, I mean, hey, you know, they have Mario, they have Zelda, you know, those are, like, some really well-known franchises.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, well, with the Nintendo Switch, maybe it wouldn't do so well going up against Xbox and PlayStation, but then again, it would have been weak as hell. You know what I mean? Compared to, like, the power tools it has in it now before when it would launch with Xbox and PlayStation, you know what I mean? How they would be up against each other. But I was basically gonna say my main grab for the Nintendo Switch was just portability.
Yeah,
that's, I thought that portability was so awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Like, look at us. Yeah. We were just talking about, like, going camping. Like, oh, what are we gonna bring? Should we bring our PlayStation or Xboxes? It'd be like, nah, hell no, that shit's too heavy. Let's just bring. We didn't say that. But you know what I mean. We're pretty much just gonna bring our Switches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like, could you imagine if PlayStation made a PS4 on the go, you know?
Dude, I could imagine that.
Dude, like, playing God of War, Uncharted 4, like, Until Dawn, you know, like, Horizon Zero Dawn on the go, dude. Mm-hmm. Dude, I saw my Switch on in a heartbeat, dude. I saw my Switch, like, so fast, and I'd pre-order the PS4 go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Switch, you know, I'm not really into, like, Nintendo exclusives, dude. I just play it because of the portability, you know? I like playing in bed, you know, like, and taking it out sometimes, you know?
Dude, I gotta get you into some indie games that I play.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there's another one. There's an indie game I bought. That one's pretty cool. It's like a gunner ship, kind of like Galaga.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of going up, like, you're pretty much going from left to right. And it's kind of, like, platformy. And pretty much your ship is a middle finger.
Middle finger.
I don't know what it's called. I think it's called like Gunner Finger. I don't remember. I don't remember what the game is called, but that game is pretty fun.
Sounds interesting.
But yeah, interesting topic. We went from literally talking about delays to
Yeah.
Nintendo. Nintendo always finds its way in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Last of Us 2 got delayed. Ubisoft delays major games. Did you see that Death Stranding is coming to PC?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
But
It's good. Yeah.
it's coming in 2020 summer.
Shit. So that's like what, another 7 months
Yeah.
to look forward to? Yeah. Oh, that's good. I mean, Death Stranding was like announced for the PlayStation.
And I guess
And
a
they
lot
didn't.
of. Sorry, go.
Sorry.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you
No,
off.
that's what I meant. It was announced for the PlayStation. They didn't say it was going to be like a PlayStation exclusive, but they announced it along with the PlayStation. So yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool though. I mean, at least PC gamers get to play it at, at the glorious, 60 frames, 4K, kind of settings.
Apparently,
Apparently,
Hideo Kojima said that Death Stranding was coming to PC a long time ago, but we forgot.
oh, he did? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, I think he did last year.
Like
I'm
a
sure he did.
long, I don't know, like how long ago? I just seen a tweet and I was like, oh, that's like interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
But apparently, a lot of people are getting mad that Death Stranding is coming to PC.
Cause like place like PS like PlayStation fanboys, they don't want to see PC gamers win,
True, I can see that.
Yeah, I really don't give a shit, dude. Like
Me neither.
like honestly, like I like all platforms, PC. So, I'll have my criticism about Nintendo because like I just feel like they overprice some stuff, like Apple, but that's my opinion. But yeah, like I'm all for all platforms, dude. Like if I'm all for like people playing like these games on their platforms,
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Except for like Last of Us or like games like those are all funded by Sony, so it's well,
Yeah,
so there's a
well-deserved
valid,
exclusive.
yeah, valid reason why it's exclusive because Sony fucking funds that shit,
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like Xbox back then. Like I think like a couple years ago, like even to this day, like they would buy off exclusives, like the Tomb Raider. Like Tomb Raider wouldn't come out for the PS4 till a year later, But Microsoft, I don't think Microsoft funded that game. They just bought it for exclusive,
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you remember that, right? So yeah, like that's kind of a dick move, Yeah. What
Yeah,
else was on?
you want to talk about that song and horror game?
It's yeah, it reminds me of a little bit of Amnesia and but in third person view.
I never played Amnesia.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I played it back like in freshman year. It's an old game, but it's pretty damn good, pretty damn scary. But yeah, I like the camera angles. It's not in first person, it's in like third person, like fixed camera angles, like Resident Evil, the old Resident Evil games. So it looks good.
I didn't
I
watch
like it.
it. What was it about?
It's just like it looks very like story based game, and
And it's a scary game, right?
yeah, it's like a horror game, yeah, psychological horror. It looks good. It looks like indie. It looks like
Indie funded?
but I mean, yeah, nothing wrong with that, as long as you try,
Yeah. It looked interesting, at least from the thumbnail I saw. Okay. But the real question is, I know you're hyped for a battle for Bikini Bottom, right? Mike. Mike?
you, dude.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I said, so I know you're hyped for Bikini Bottom, right?
Yeah,
Battle for Bikini
absolutely.
Bottom?
Yep.
Okay, tell me, did you see their collector's edition?
No, I haven't. Let me fucking look that shit up right now.
Before you look it up, let me tell you the prices.
Oh, shit.
You didn't look
Tell
it
me.
up yet, right?
No, I haven't. Tell me.
Okay, they have a $150 one, or I think it's $300 or $400 one.
Fuck.
Yeah, basically the $300 to $400 one comes with three statues. The $150 comes with one statue. Some, like all of it comes with the same stuff, I think. But yeah, go ahead and Google it.
Yeah, when's the release date?
Release. I don't. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it'll come out with the game though.
Oh, it says sometime in 2020. Damn it.
Really?
It's not specific, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let me see. What is this? The $300 to $400 one? I don't remember the pricing. Sorry about that. But it pretty much SpongeBob, Patrick, and Sandy figurine.
Yeah.
They're separate, and I think they're about like how tall are they? All about like 8 inches tall.
Inches.
Because of the pair of socks that SpongeBob wears, says Battle for Bikini Bottom, comes with some lithographs, the game, some keychains, and some wall stickers. Oh my god, wall stickers? Dude, that's pretty cool. I didn't notice that.
Four bills.
It's $400?
Oh, 3 bills, $300.
$300? Oh, so basically $100 for each statue.
Hey, the game's gonna be $30, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a day one for me. For real.
That's
The thing
hype.
is, like, yeah, I won't know if I'll get it for the PS for the Xbox One X or the Switch, you know.
True, that
I'll,
portability.
yeah. I
Probably
have to
gonna
look
wait
at the
for that
performance. Yeah.
what's that YouTuber called? Digital Foundry.
The Digital Foundry, yeah. Dude,
Yeah.
yeah, because if performance is good on Switch, I'll get it for the Switch. But if it's like bad, dude, I'd rather play it in 4K or at least 1080p on the Xbox One X, you know.
Oh, I forgot to say,
I forgot to say
the $150 version only comes with the SpongeBob
Statue,
statue
yeah.
and pretty much everything else, the socks, the stickers, the keychains, and the lithographs.
Maybe, you know, because I'm a huge, you know, SpongeBob fan.
Those statues
Maybe.
would be pretty dope.
Yeah, I already have SpongeBob statues. Like the ones I bought from eBay, you know, like some old school, like the year 2000. It came out in the
Sick.
year 2000, so they're like pretty old school.
You should hit him up. Say, I want an early copy to review this.
Yeah.
Check out my artwork.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, another thing I wanted to talk about was Xbox. I didn't put that in the playlist, but Xbox announced an all access plan. Did you hear
For
anything about that?
all I know, what is it about?
Basically, I'm pulling off all this information on the Microsoft Store. The Microsoft website, but pretty much Xbox All Access is like you've heard of the iPhone upgrade plan, right?
No, I didn't. No.
It's old. Like you pretty much buy your phone from Apple, I think, and say you get the new phone this year, the iPhone 11. Next year, you could upgrade to the next one for free.
Oh,
Like
really?
just paying your monthly, just making your monthly payments, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think I don't know how that shit works. I never really looked into it, but they have that upgrade option. So like right here with the Xbox All Access, you pick out the console you want, either the One S or the One X, and you get Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live together for 24 months, and you get to have the ability to upgrade to the next Xbox generation.
Oh wow, it sounds pretty good.
So like basically you're paying off the console before the next console comes out. So
But the
like this.
question is, like let's say if you do upgrade console, does this mean you'll have to return your Xbox One X for the newer console, or can
No.
you keep both?
You just start a new plan as soon as you're done paying off that Xbox One X. So the Xbox One X retails for $500, right? Okay, so like this Xbox One X deal is $30 a month for 24 months. You get the One X, 24 months of Game Pass Ultimate. That's pretty much Game Pass and Xbox Live together. And then you have a 12-month console upgrade option. Whatever that means. I'm pretty sure that's what it means when I said you get an upgrade to the Scarlet Edition. And then Xbox One S, it doesn't offer that though, which is weird. But basically Xbox One S you get for $22, $23, sorry, for 24 months. You get the Xbox One S, 24 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, and an 18-month console upgrade option. So I think you would upgrade. I think you could upgrade to Scarlet.
So it's like a good deal, you know? Well, would
Yeah.
I do it? No.
Yeah, I mean, like if you need to make payments, you know what I mean? Like buying a car, you know what I mean? Not gonna pay $37,000 up front if you don't have money like that, you know what I mean? Pretty cool option for Xbox fanboys.
Or, you know, console, you know, if you're a console enthusiast, you know, a video game enthusiast, then that's a good
Yeah.
deal.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, I feel like the real good deal is the 24 months of Xbox Game Pass that comes included with it. That's really good. Because then, right off the bat, you get so many games to download right off the front.
Yeah, true.
Especially Xbox exclusives, you get all of them right then and there.
True.
That's pretty dope. They also have the SAT edition, the all digital, for $20 a month instead of that's being the lowest one. So
For sure.
basically, yeah, I mean, it says participating retailers is Amazon, and they'll have some later. But that was announced. I thought that was pretty cool, worth mentioning. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. What do you think about that?
I like it, like I said, like I don't think I'm gonna get an Xbox next year, so I'm sticking to PlayStation. But even if the Xbox console, the new one, turns out to have like better specs, like more powerful than the PlayStation 5, then I'll still get a PlayStation 5, just for the exclusive, man,
True. And
Yeah,
the
but
backwards compatibility, you'll finally catch up
oh
on that
yeah, you
fucking
can find
backlog.
yeah, I can finally play God of War,
No, you can finally play Spider-Man. Duh.
Yeah, that's
Dude.
not yeah, I've been holding back on the Pro, on the PS4 Pro, so
Yeah.
yeah, hopefully PlayStation 5 helps me with that.
But yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting idea, you know, like making payments if you can't buy the Xbox Scarlet. I wonder if they'll have this for Scarlet. You know what I mean? Making a monthly plan on it. But then again, like, I mean, I guess you could buy like an Xbox One X with your credit card and make monthly payments on that. You know what I mean? There's that option. Which is weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm not grown up enough to know about doing shit like that. Maybe I'm just an idiot. But hey, for the last thing I got for video game news is the Analog Pocket. You know what that is, right?
Oh yeah, the it's like a like emulator kind of thing, or Game Boy kind of
Yeah.
emulator.
So the Analog Pocket is made by, basically, it's made by a company called Analog. The Analog Pocket is a portable device that it's basically a Game Boy. Okay? It plays Game Boy games, Game Boy Color games, and Game Boy Advance games, and a couple of like other games by TurboGrafx, right? It plays a couple of other company games. I think I forgot what they were, but anyways, it's not an emulator. You have to have the physical game to play it on this thing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty much just a real ha enhanced version of the Game Boy. Like, it has a better screen and a rechargeable battery and stuff, like the Game Boy SP did. But pretty much they enhanced it to make the colors more darker or more brighter where they needed to be. The screen is better for frames, right?
Nah, it's not worth it.
Basically, I don't know. I thought it was pretty
How much is
cool.
it? How much is
Hold on, I'm getting there. Okay, so
it?
the Analog Pocket is it also they're also gonna be selling a portable dock. So basically, you could dock this thing like the Nintendo Switch,
My Switch,
and then you could play it on your TV. You could play with 8-bit DOE wireless controllers or USB wired controllers, which I thought was pretty cool because I have a bunch of Pokemon games that I've been wanting to play on my TV that I thought was pretty cool. But the Analog Pocket is selling for $200.
$200. Fuck that.
What do you think about that? You
I
sound
don't like
pretty
it.
hyped on it.
It's cool, but honestly, like, I already played emulated games on my PSP, emulated Game Boy games, dude, on my PSP back in high school, dude. I can, like, come on, dude. Just buy yourself a PSP from eBay. Get that shit emulated, dude. Get that shit, fucking, hacked or whatever the fuck, jailbroken, and just play emulated games. I remember I would play, even PS1 games on the PSP. I would always play Mortal Kombat Trilogy and, Game Boy games,
But then again, you have to think about it. Nintendo sued almost every emulator website out there. So it's really hard to find emulation out there now for Nintendo games.
I guess, I guess,
Like, are they really won the lawsuit against MU Paradise? Like, they don't have any Nintendo emulators anymore. They had to take it all down. And
Yeah,
that
and
was like,
rightfully so, because I mean, they
yeah,
are
most
losing a lot of
definitely.
money.
But it kind of sucks. No, just kidding. But yeah, like,
so you know, like, you can play on the Android or on your iPhone, you know, like I have friends that have like emulated Game Boy games on their Androids, you know, so like, I don't know, $200 just to play old games, you know, I don't know,
and $200 and more if you want to find those old games, yeah, like on eBay,
oh yeah,
to rebuy eBay, them, you know what
eBay's
I mean?
Gonna have that shit, yeah, eBay's gonna like up the price on that shit, dude. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it in my opinion. You can, yeah, with those $200, you can get yourself a Nintendo Switch Lite, dude.
True. But yeah. What was I going to say? I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought it was pretty cool. Like a new, like, not new, but like pretty cool creation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like for people, yeah, that do have like those Game Boy games on hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool, yeah, if you're really, really into that stuff.
Yeah, true, true.
But that's pretty much the last of it. Last of the new video game news. But I was going to ask you, if you could have one old console be portable, just like this analog pocket, mm-hmm, what would you want? Like a PlayStation, like, 1 portable or an Xbox portable?
How old are, can the video game console be?
As old as it could. Like, basically, basically nothing PS3 gen.
PS2, man. PS2.
PS2, yeah, portable?
Yeah, PS2 portable, dude. It's the way to go, dude. I mean, PS2 had, for that generation with GameCube and Xbox, the first Xbox, the PS2 won that generation, dude, because it had so much third-party support, dude. First-party support and third-party support, dude. I think it has like, the most video game, most games for that console, for any console, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just PS2, dude. PS2 on the go.
Nice. Yeah, I would say the same. I had so many fond memories of playing PlayStation 2.
Yeah, dude, definitely. GTA 3. I remember, you know, writing down the cheat codes on paper, you know. So such great memories, man. Resident Evil 4, even though it was like the crappy version, the GameCube version that had the better version, mm-hmm, of Resident Evil 4. But yeah, it was fun, dude. Fun times.
Oh man. Yep. Yeah.
Was that your would you rather question?
No. Hell no.
Oh, no.
I don't even have one. No, just kidding. Okay, but that pretty much wraps up all the news that we've had to talk about for the past couple of weeks. And sure. I'm sorry for the delay, but we can get into everyone's favorite segment of the podcast. Would, mm-hmm, you rather?
Would you rather?
For sure. You can start it off.
For sure. Would you rather eat no candy at Halloween or no turkey at Thanksgiving?
I don't even like turkey at Thanksgiving. I think turkey is overhyped as fuck. I feel like I don't even know why we're still eating turkey on Thanksgiving.
True, true.
Yeah, it's tradition, but what the fuck?
Yeah, gotta love candy, you know?
Fuck the turkey.
Yeah.
I feel like my favorite part of... What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving? What's your favorite to-go food? Like, oh, give me a full bowl of that.
Lasagna. Lasagna, man. Pasta. I love Italian food. We bring we have a get together with the family. So like this family will bring like Italian food. Other family will bring Mexican food, like tamales, you know, enchiladas.
Damn. So it's like, I know I'm going for Thanksgiving.
No, man, but definitely lasagna, dude. If I just love meat lasagna, dude. So damn good.
Damn, I want to try it. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Dang, dude, I haven't had a big Thanksgiving in so long. I miss it. Damn.
Good old days.
But my to-go food for Thanksgiving is probably just some chunky mashed potatoes. I don't know why.
You don't like
mashed potatoes?
No.
I love mashed potatoes. Like, thick ones. Like, so you know how it's just mashed? But sometimes, yeah, like, my mom would, like, cut up the potato and throw it in the mash. Like, she wouldn't really mash it all the way. Like, it'll be chunky.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a chew on it. Like, as if I'm eating a potato or something.
Yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
Fuck, it's so good. And some steamed vegetables, some steamed broccoli with some butter and pepper.
And gravy, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love gravy. Oh,
like,
damn, I'm getting hungry again. I already ate.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So, candy, huh? So you'd eat candy at Halloween and having no turkey at Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I picked the no turkey on Thanksgiving, yeah, just to have, yeah, candy.
I gotta have candy, man.
Like, turkey's cool, but I feel like it's overhyped.
I guess,
for Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Like, I actually don't believe turkey is everyone's favorite to-go food for Thanksgiving.
I mean, no one, I don't really eat turkey. Like, I eat turkey, like ham, mm-hmm. or like for sandwiches and stuff like that. But like, I don't remember the last time I ate like a turkey burger or like any turkey. You know, we normally get chicken. There's a huge difference between chicken and turkey. Turkey's like a lot darker, a lot more dense, like just darker meat, you know? So like, I very rarely eat turkey. So Thanksgiving is like the only time of the year that I actually eat turkey, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that doesn't make sense. Like turkey, like yeah, you do make sense, huh?
Okay. Damn, I was gonna say something about turkey too right now, but I fucking forgot. Damn. Oh well. All right. My would you rather question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah. Okay. If you could only drink one thing every single day, would it be soda or Gatorade?
Does this exclude a water? Water, bitch. You gotta have water, right?
No, bitch. Soda or Gatorade? Like, basically, not like basically all flavors of Gatorade and all flavors of soda.
I'll go with
So you can have a Coke today and have like 7-Up tomorrow. Or, like, have a Fruit Punch Gatorade and, like, Blue Gatorade tomorrow.
I'll probably go with Gatorade just because it'll go easy on the teeth, you know, like, or... or, like, it just, you know, I think it's, like, the more healthier option, like, it's a better option than soda, because, like, soda, like, I do believe soda has a shit ton of sugar more than Gatorade. Gatorade has a lot, but, I mean, like, soda, like... Soda has like what Red Bull, Monster drinks, like those shits are like crazy and sugary, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With Gatorade, you know, they have like some healthier options, you know. So I'll go with Gatorade, you know.
Gatorade also has Gatorade Zero, where it has no sugar, but so does soda.
I mean, true.
There's diet soda.
Yeah, but diet soda, you know, they put some chemicals inside. Like, it's not diet soda is something you would want to drink like once. Once in a while, you know, not every day, dude, because that's just bad. Some, you know, demonic shit inside. I don't know how the hell they do it. Zero calories for... It's like magic, you know, black magic. I don't know what the fuck they put in that shit, you know? Uh-huh. I think I'll have a diet soda once in a while, dude, honestly.
I've never had diet soda. Well, I've had it, but I don't get it on purpose.
Yeah, I'll have it, you know, I'll get it on purpose when I go out to buffets or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I'll stick to Gatorade.
Okay, let me ask you a bonus. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather drink the same flavor of soda of your choice, or the same flavor of protein shake every single day for the rest of your life? You can't drink nothing else.
The thing is, like, I don't really drink protein shakes, so I'll go with soda. Yeah, I'm not like Johnny Depp Brian, you know.
I remember freshman year of high school when I was like just breaking out of my room, whatever. I was drinking this protein shake. Yeah. Fuck, dude, that shit tasted disgusting, and I had to drink it every single day because I didn't like chocolate. I don't like chocolate.
You don't like chocolate?
No, I don't like chocolate.
The fuck?
Like, I can eat like mixed chocolate, like Reese's is like chocolate and peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
Baby Ruth is chocolate, peanuts, and caramel. I can't do stuff like that. I won't eat or drink pure chocolate stuff. Mm-hmm. But so basically for protein shakes, they only had strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. And I was like, fuck no, I'm not drinking vanilla because I feel like that will taste like shit. Chocolate, wow, I don't like it. Okay, so I went with the strawberry one. And oh my god, dude. I had it down like a full cup after every single workout. Man, dude, it was disgusting. But I did it.
For sure.
Just for the body. But I don't look like that no more.
Yeah. I remember them. I remember them freshman year abs, you know?
Damn, dude. That was crazy. Oh, freshman year.
I miss freshman year, dude. We gotta get get together, you know, with Jesse and the gang, you know, like sometime, you know.
You want to have a bonus segment right now on the podcast? You want to have a bonus? Like, what? Let's talk about our favorite moments from freshman year.
For sure. Fuck it. You know,
All right, fuck
I
it.
got time.
Dude, I remember freshman year. All right, well, basically, that was the local podcast, episode 19. If you want to end it right there, we are about to talk like bonus segment of our freshman year in high school. But basically, that was the local podcast, episode 19. You can find all our podcast links to YouTube, Spotify, Audio Boom, Google Play Store, and Apple Podcasts in the description below, wherever you're watching this. We also have a Discord. Please join our Discord. You could talk to us. Pretty much, if you don't know what Discord is, it's pretty much like Skype, but it's mainly used for PC gamers. It's like
For
a
the cool
chat room and
people.
stuff. Yeah, pretty much. If you want to be cool, you join our
Yeah.
Discord, all right?
Be
Join
hip.
it and get and tell us hello. Give us some good would you rather questions, and yeah, just come in and chat with us. Well, we're always pretty much there. Pretty much
Sure.
don't got no one to talk to right now because there's not that many in there, but but pretty much that wraps up the episode 19.
Yeah,
But
you can see some exclusive behind the scene like pictures, like models that I do, like the ones I sent recently to Carlos of Handsome Schoolwork. I can post those, like, you know, some work in progress pictures like that.
only if
So
you guys join.
yeah.
But all right, let's hop into this PS segment. What was your favorite? What were some memorable memories of freshman year in high school?
Let's see. Damn, just the re responsibility, dude. Honestly, like, that was the first year that I got my PS3, and every fucking day, dude. I remember, dude. Like, I was so obsessed with my PS3. I had my first game was Five Nights at Round 4, and then second game was Resident Evil 5. Every day, dude. I remember I would just think about my PS3, dude, playing Resident Evil 5. I would go home and play Resident Evil 5, dude. Like, I was like so obsessed with that game, dude. It's just some good times, you know. And just like all the friends with you know, with Jesse and who else was in our group? With Salvador too.
Oh, what was that guy's name? That Mexican guy? He was like a cholo fu.
Oh,
You
David.
box? Oh yeah. What was his gang name
Yeah,
though?
Days. Nay, Days.
Oh
Yeah, I dazed him up when I foxed him. Man, that
Oh
video is
man.
iconic, dude.
I used to play a fuck ton of zombies with him and Damien.
For real?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Freshman year?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
We play zombies, Black Ops zombies like almost every day.
For sure.
I think my most memorable moment of high school of freshman year high school, remember that girl, Christina
Oh,
from my PE class?
yeah, I remember.
For some reason, like it was weird. Like I didn't even like not that I like it was just weird. Like it like we knew we
Just
liked
happened.
each other or stuff, but like I
Yeah.
remember one time she invited me to church with her and my dad dropped me off and it was raining.
Yeah.
And I was literally like waiting like in the back of the church for her. Not like in the back of church, like that's fucking weird. Like in the back of the aisle of church. There we go. Everyone's like talking and stuff, everyone's singing, and I'm just sitting back there like waiting for her to text me back saying like to know where she was and stuff, but I couldn't find her. And she didn't call me back or text me or nothing. And then everyone's all talking to me like in Spanish. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. Everyone's
Oh
getting
my
food.
God.
It's late at night. It's like 9 o'clock. And I probably waited like an hour and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna leave. And I just left and it was pouring rain, dude. And then
The
I had
one, yeah. Tell me.
no, it's the one next to the movie theater by my house right now.
Fuck. And
Yeah,
you
dude.
lived all the way
In
in
Montclair.
Monta Vista, Montclair, Monta Vista, right?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I walked home in the rain too. So it was like pouring rain. I walked home and stuff. I didn't want to call my dad back or my mom because they just dropped me off saying, you know what I mean? So I didn't call anyone. I just walked home and freaking so on my way home, my friend Ricky was like having like a get together with his family like up the street from my house. So like, oh, sick, I'll just hang out here and act like I'm out on a date, like I told my parents. But basically, that's not one of my favorite memories, but it's memorable as fuck because I can say I got stood up at church.
That's funny. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
You didn't know that? I thought I told you this.
No, you never told me this. Oh.
Yeah, dude. So Christina, if you're listening, because I know you follow me on Instagram. Thanks a lot. No, I don't hold grudges, but yeah, that's pretty. It's just memorable, you know what I mean?
It's memorable. Yeah, of course, dude. I could say stuff like that, like, stuff like that too. Like, just some crazy. It was a crazy year, dude. I mean, not crazy, crazy, but like, it was just a fun year. Just for me, like, it was like the responsibility, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just not having to worry about any stuff, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can say the same thing, you know, not having to worry about bills, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, such a great year, dude, and that was before the swag era, you know, before Damien painted his hair like a paintbrush, you know, like blonde.
When everyone had blowouts.
Yeah, that was back in 2012, dude. That would be a year later, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, dude. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, and you know how the 2010s is about to end? Oh. It's gonna be 2020. It's gonna be a new decade. I've accumulated so many videos from high school that I'm gonna post them on IGTV, on Instagram TV, on my personal account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna have it's gonna be like a 10-minute video, dude, of from over the years, you know, of all of us, you know, 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, all together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait for that, dude. It's gonna be I'm gonna have to look up my hard drive, my external hard drive, to look up like the old videos from high school.
Damn, high school, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be like fucking nostalgia, you know. You know, looking back through those videos.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I was gonna say, I showed my other homies, like, I'm in this Discord where basically my favorite podcast I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they have like a community tab where you can show like your podcast or your YouTube videos, whatever. And I was like, hey, you guys want to see like a day in the life of me and the homies? And they're like, all right. And I posted that video, like, of the birthday party video that you made me.
Yeah, yeah.
No joke. When I watched that and I think about it, I was like, dang, dude, like, we were so young, or like,
we were, dude. Wow.
Like, no joke. Like, the way you edit it, like, dang, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, pretty much, like, thank you, because it feels, not that it gets me, like, pretty emotional, but I feel like I've been through a lot. Yeah, so I feel that intro when I'm talking about my uncle and stuff, like, dang, dude. Like, it hits pretty hard. So I'm like, dang, like, it feels nice to feel like this again. I guess, like, not like emotional, but like more, I don't know what's the right word. I guess like sentimental. Yeah. As watching the video, because I watch it and I'm like, dang, like, I think about like all the no responsibilities, no worries. Yeah, yeah. And it was just us just kicking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, it's been 7 years, right? Since I made that video, or six years. Six years, right?
It was like 2013, 2014.
Yeah,
when I was living in that house.
That's crazy, dude. And you know, like, the last time I watched like my old videos, it's been a while, dude. It's been a while. So like, I'm gonna have to look through that. And once I watch it, it's gonna be like, damn, I remember those days, you know?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, my favorite video from one of my favorite videos from high school has to be the John's Incredible Pizza, you know?
Oh yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Spoilers for the end of the video.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was gonna say, what was another favorite moment you had freshman year?
Freshman year, there's so many, dude. Like, let me think.
Dude, can I say something right now?
Yeah.
No joke. Like, no, like, it's so, like, I would not picture myself talking to you or you being my best friend the very like first days we were friends in middle school.
Yeah, dude, you know, that I thought about that too. Like, it's no so joke. Funny, dude. Yeah,
I was talking to Brianna about it. I was like, no joke, Mike is like one of the people I would never think of being my closest best friend.
I know,
like,
dude.
Doing podcasts with, hanging out every single like week, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you were like the last person to think that I would know, like, dude, you were to no be bullshit. Hanging out with, you know what I mean?
No bullshit. I thought about that like a couple years, like maybe like a year ago, or like not recently, but I thought about that too, like, holy fuck, you know, like, I remember Carlos back in Serrano middle school, but we never really hung out like the way we did, you know, in freshman year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would see you and I'd be like, oh, what's up, dude, like, you know. And then, you know, we'd do body shots in the locker rooms and you I'd be like, hey, what's up, dude, you know, like, and stuff like that, you know. But freshman year and then from high school, you know, like, we just like kicked off, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for freshman year, like, we wouldn't
even be. Yeah, if we didn't have any class, yeah.
We wouldn't even be here right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy, dude, and honestly, like, it's been a ride, you know, with you, you know, like, No homo, it's been a ride, you know, hanging out. Because, like, we've, you know, like, we went out, like, a lot back in high school, you know, with friends, you know, with the clique, you know?
Yeah.
It was cool, dude.
I was going to say my favorite, I think it was freshman year, when you came over to my house and we watched Street Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
That was so sick. You were, I think you were picking up a game or you were dropping off a game.
I think I dropped off Dead Space or Batman Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, I think.
I think you were picking up Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, dude. That was funny because I think about that day, like no joke, I think about that day a lot. Not like every single day or every single week, but I think about it here and there because we didn't watch the movie. I was just showing you like little clips of it.
Yeah.
But I pretty much just showed you the entire movie because of how long we watched it. It's like an hour and 20-minute movie, and we watched like an hour and 5 minutes of clips.
Like I still remember what happens like towards the end. I think Ryan, what's his name?
Ryan Sheckler.
Yeah. No.
Ryan Dunn.
The guy from he comes.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, Rob Dyrdek. Yeah, he gets all jealous of P-Rod, huh, in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that scene so well. He gets like mad at him. He gets jealous and stuff like that. Like he envies him.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Damn, oh, man. Good... That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Just, damn. Well, it's funny because like I don't really think about freshman year a lot, like back in 2010, 2011. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, damn, like I miss those days, you know? Like, even though, like, life is good right now for me right now. Like I'm not like financially, like I'm doing okay, you know, like, and the way things are going, like I'm okay, you know, but part of me is like, damn, if I can go back freshman year, like I would probably learn the 3D softwares that I am using right now. Cause could you imagine, you know, like if my artwork went viral when I was in high school, dude, could you imagine that, dude? I'd be so hyped. I'd probably be popular. Nah. I'm kidding. Yeah, dude, just great times, you know.
Didn't that guy that, remember, there's a lot of like a lot of kids were going to raves and stuff. Didn't that popular like rave guy die our freshman year?
DJ Rowdy A?
yeah
he did. Yeah,
that was crazy.
That sucks, dude. 21 years old, dude.
Damn, he was 21. Yeah. When we were freshmen.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, he was 21.
He was in our area too, right?
Yeah, he was from Rancho, I think, he was from Ontario, dude, near the airport.
Damn.
Yeah, where I live.
What was he famous? Like, not, like, now thinking, like, because back then I didn't really, not that I don't care that someone died, but I didn't care for raves and stuff. Like, what was like, what did he blow up for? He was just a DJ?
Yeah, and he used to DJ at Gotham and Pomona, I think. Mm-hmm. And
does that still exist?
I have no idea. I don't think so, dude. But it was in Pomona, and he also released like a song too called When the Sun Goes Down. It's pretty good. I like that song. It's pretty good. So he was young, dude, and he was like coming up, you know? The guy had a YouTube channel, like he would always vlog, and it's still up there too. It's pretty sad watching him because like he was always he seems like a humble dude. He was always talking about like, oh, like do this, do that, you know, you gotta be like, he was just like really motivating, you know. He wasn't really a cocky person, you know, from what I've seen in his videos, from his vlogs. From 2010, 2009. He has like some old ass vlogs. But yeah, like he was a DJ, you know, and I guess he was loved by a lot of people, and that shit like shocked everyone. Cause like he went out our high school, you still remember, he went to our rallies to DJ?
Oh yeah, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And he comes out in a yearbook too. In our yearbook, DJing, so that's pretty crazy, dude.
Dang, he died in a car crash.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I guess he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and he like literally flew out, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I always tell you, dude, put your fucking seatbelt on, dude, when we drive.
Oh, he made it to the hospital, but he couldn't. Machines were just keeping him alive.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought he died on impact, you know, like on scene, you know.
Yeah, dang, that's crazy. Dude.
Yeah, wow. Dude, just. It's just sad, dude, because like he was 21, dude, and he was like coming up, you know.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Well, we can't end the podcast on the sad note. Let's end it on a happy note. What was the best moment of freshman year for you?
Freshman year, I remember I was talking to this junior girl named Rosie, dude.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, but I was like, nah, I'll probably say that for a different time. But all right.
No, I remember it was cool. We didn't really like date, but I did get to kiss her because she lived nearby, and I would sometimes like hang out with her, and she would go to like a church that my parents would go to.
Sunset Park, let's go.
No, but it was cool, dude. It was really, really cool. That was definitely like a great time, you know, freshman year. Just overall, it was cool, you know, meeting you, like hanging out with you guys, and just playing Dead Space, you know, Resident Evil 5 all every fucking day, you know, no responsibilities and stuff like that.
Okay, you're going all over the place.
Yeah.
Did you end your favorite moment of freshman year was kissing Rosie junior year?
Wait, junior year?
You said she was a junior.
Yeah, oh, she was a junior. No, that was like around April. Yeah, pretty much like towards the end.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Yeah.
That was cool. I remember you told me that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Big dick motives.
And I remember you would yell out, Big Mike, yeah, in the fucking hallway, dude.
Pick it up.
So fun, dude. And for English class, like, we would have our doors open, and you would, all I can hear you is, Big Mike, Literally, dude. And I think one time, like, one of the proctors told you, hey, you know, be quiet. Yeah, dude, some great times, dude. What was, like, your favorite moment?
Man, my favorite moment? I don't really know. Who did I have in my freshman year of high school? I don't really know, dude. I can't really say. I know I like PE, woodshop. Those are my favorite classes that I had. I had auto shop, but I really paid attention to that class.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't really say. I liked all my classes, but I don't know. We met a lot of different people, you know, throughout high school.
We did, dude.
Dude, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah. And, what was his name? I think his name was Danny.
Danny Phantom?
Not Danny Phantom. let me see.
Guerrero?
Not Danny Guerrero. He was always cocky. Look, yeah, like, honestly, I never liked that dude. Never liked him. Who was cocky as well? He would talk mad shit about me, dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Fact.
Yeah, dude. Who was cocky? Even to this day, dude. Like, I remember, just like last year, I think he added me on Instagram, and I followed back. Yeah, he followed me, and I followed back. And same old Danny, dude, sticking his abs out. You know, like just, you know, like spoiled brat that he is, dude. Because like I know, like,
because
I know, like. Real shit, like, you know, his dad was like a businessman, you can tell, like, yeah, like, and this dude would like flex his shit, you know, like that he didn't pay for, you know, and he still does the same shit, you know.
Good.
Yeah, dude, that's what happens when you have like a you know, a rich daddy, you know, you get to get good stuff, you know, and just flex, you know. But I mean, I'm not envious, dude. I mean, I'm just speaking facts, dude. Like, he was cocky. He would always talk mad shit about everyone.
God, even me.
I think when I think because I think he was talking. He was trying to talk to Christina too in PE, right? I fucking forgot, dude. I don't know.
Oh yeah, we had him for PE.
Yeah, we had him for PE. Yeah, and he would talk about like I don't remember, dude. But I know he would talk shit about me. He would like say it up in my face, dude.
Fuck. I don't know if he talked shit about me.
I don't think he did, dude. I'm not sure. I don't remember, dude. But I remember he was like a little shit talker, dude.
Man, we go way back since elementary.
Yeah. No, I don't think he did talk shit about you, dude.
I want to know, dude. Tell me now.
No, I don't think he did. No.
I'm gonna call him right now.
No, not you, but to me, yeah.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Well, no one talks shit to my homie like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna delete his phone number right now.
Yeah. You still talk to him or what?
No, I haven't talked to him in fucking years. The last time I seen him was at Zach's funeral.
Sure.
But all right, sounds like still we're going out. Yeah.
Still swagged out.
But we pretty much feel like we're getting off topic, feel like we're just talking, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit, yeah, this is recording, huh? Oh, fuck.
But, Yeah, nonetheless, if you enjoyed the end of this PS segment, let me know.
Yeah,
Let me
for
know on
sure.
Instagram. You guys know my Instagram. Our Instagrams and Twitters are also in the bio if you guys want to follow us.
Yeah, for
You
sure.
can follow us at Carlos Perez Skates, SKATES, Instagram, SKAS on Twitter. Mike?
Marvelous Mike, MARVELOUS underscore MIKEE with two E's, Marvelous Mike.
On Instagram, right?
Yeah, Instagram.
And Twitter, his is it's Mike
Mike
the
the boxer.
Boxer.
Yeah,
Mike
I gotta
the
change that.
boxer.
I
I
gotta
know.
change that username because I don't box anymore.
Change it back to it's Mike
Yeah.
motherfucker.
Oh yeah, because it's funny because I looked up my old on Twitter. I looked up that username, and I can see my old messages from like back in high school, 2013.
God.
Like our old messages between you and me. And I'm like, damn, I remember that.
All right, well, we're gonna end the podcast right there. But thanks for listening, guys, and hope you guys enjoyed episode 19 of the local podcast. It's been your boy. Have a good one.
Good
Peace.
night. Good night.